The state-run Veterans Museum in Madison has about 90,000 visitors per year. It has a Civil War gallery of about 2,100 square feet and thousands of artifacts. Director Richard Zeitlin says the museum tries to highlight the war between the states from a veteran's perspective.
We have exhibits that describe the various conflicts, the causes of conflicts, the consequences of conflicts, basically from the local point of view, that is to say, from the point of view of state veterans.
Zeitlin says the museum also focuses on camp life, the role of minorities and women who may have been involved in the war, and offers a computerized record of every Wisconsin veteran who served in the North-South conflict. Zeitlin says he welcomes the Civil War Museum opening soon in Kenosha. Peggy Grigorski is development coordinator of the Kenosha Public Museum, which includes the Civil War building of 57,000 square feet. Grigorski says her site will focus on the home front.
So we're identifying well-known characters and their personal stories, and we'll be telling those. But we're also identifying, you know, the shopkeeper, the general store owner and his wife, whose life was turned upside down, you know, in a town like, you know, Kenosha.
Grigorski says the Kenosha exhibit also addresses some issues not completely resolved by the war, like civil rights. The state budget allocates some money for the Kenosha Museum, and the Wisconsin Humanities Council provided a small grant for special programming. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.